gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
Hi, I'm Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jess
Lengelsky.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from East West Animal Hospital out of Lutz, Florida is
Dr. Linda Register.
Here to answer your medical questions, your behavior questions, those holistic questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael, and brought to you by Lick and Lap. There is no better way to bond with your cat than with a snack. And what better snack is out there? Lick and Lap. It's a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste I guarantee your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or in your pet stores. Don't forget Good Pets food supplements and treats giving your dog a healthier life. Enter promo code PETS to save 10% at GoodPetsFoods.com. Also, don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can listen on #250 on your smartphone. Also, TalkinPets.com and click on Listen Live or Alexa at CRN4. Tune in. This is Talkin' Pets.
All right, boys. So far, so good. Now, what did Dr. Doolittle want to do with the animals more than anything else? Alvin?
He wanted to learn to talk to them.
And who promised to teach him how to talk to the animals, Simon?
Polynesia, the parrot.
Okay. Now, Theodore, do you think you remember the song the doctor sang?
Sure, Dave, if you help me.
Okay, Theodore, I'll start it out for you. If I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be.
If we could talk to the animals, learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python.
I love the, the chipmunks.
Right?
You can't go wrong. During Christmas time, my mom would play the album, the vinyl, of the Chipmunks. Matter of fact, I have it, because when my mom passed away, my dad, when he was alive, sent me her recorder, her player, and that was the album that was still in the player.
Oh, wow.
Was the Chipmunks.
I love that.
Yeah, so,
Of memories.
So could you talk to the animals, Dr. Linda?
I try. Most of the time, I don't want them talking back.
Well, if they do, you could be Dr. Doolittle.
Mm.
Yeah, and I'd be cussed out many times during the day.
Don't touch me there.
Yes. Yeah. There's a few times I wish they would talk, but most of the time, no, they would not have nice things
like,
to
no!
say.
Yeah, where are you going with that finger probe?
A lot of screaming, right?
I'm a dog. I don't need a colonoscopy.
Okay. I don't know. Some do.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Is it at a certain age that a dog would have to have that?
No, usually when we're looking for something.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
not a certain amount of dog years. Or...
No.
Okay.
No. We don't do it. We don't do it preemptively like they do in people.
Yeah, because I know, with men, I was told when I turned 50, I had to go get it done.
Yeah, they've lowered the age recently.
Yeah,
really,
to like 45.
Right,
yeah.
Michael, your turn.
Yeah, I think you're
next in line.
Right.
So has your husband had it done?
No, he gets to do the Cologuard because he's not at risk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But colon cancer, my grandmother died of colon cancer. So with that connection, I think I had my first one around 40, honestly.
Oh, wow.
And so my sister and I have them regularly. She's on, they've found some stuff with my sister. So she's on a 5-year plan. I'm on a 10-year plan.
Good. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a couple of years ago, I lost my sister to cancer, but she had been diagnosed with lung cancer, and it eventually spread fast.
Oh, yes.
Throughout her entire body. I mean, it was like, we still question if she knew something before she told the family, but we're not sure.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. A lot of times people have symptoms, and even animals can, too. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, granted, people can pick up on subtle things, you know, because they know themselves. Right. They may not say anything, or they think it's something else. And
you know what your body, like, your body's going through a change. I've experienced that.
And then you're like, it's nothing, or I'll bring it up next appointment or whatever. And sometimes by the time you do that, it's too late. And even with animals,
do you feel like people do that with animals too, as well?
No. The thing is, the animals can sometimes have subtle changes, and especially when they're a certain age, you may think, "Oh, you know, it's just old age or whatever," and not think much of it. My sister's dog recently had to euthanize her due to lymphoma, and we didn't realize she had an issue until I did blood work because she was acting perfectly fine, and her lab, her CBC had like all these weird cells, and we ended up going down this rabbit hole, and then found out, you know, she had large lymph nodes, which we couldn't feel earlier, or they weren't big because of her anxiety. Right. It was just a whole thing.
So let me ask you a question on that. When you found out, or your sister-in-law found out, that the dog you diagnosed with cancer and everything else, did you notice, like, you know, for people, when people find out they have cancer, their energy goes down, they lose, they're very tired and everything, because they're, I guess, so upset and...
Well, no, you got to keep in mind that the animals don't have a concept with that. They may have a concept that they don't feel well. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I see patients with various things. We do various surgeries and stuff, and I'm thinking, man, if I would have gone through what you went through, you know, like a spay, we have a lot of dogs that are bouncing off the walls the next day. I'm like, if it's me, I wouldn't move for 6 weeks. You know, why are you bouncing off the walls? And I honestly think, thinking back, because, you know, when I first got in the field in the mid-80s, there really weren't any good pain control. We didn't routinely give pain medicine unless it was like an orthopedic procedure or something like that. Now we know different, but honestly, at the time, it was like, oh, well, they feel pain. They don't feel pain like we do. And I honestly think it's something, it's animals that were like spayed and stuff and bouncing off the walls the next day. They thought they didn't feel pain. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just like people, each patient is an individual. They have different thresholds of pain and stuff. Yeah. I mean,
I've been pretty good with pain considering everything that I've gone through.
I mean, for one example, with ears, I have dogs that will come in, ear infection, pus pouring out of their ears, act like nothing happening. And then I have other clients bring him in. It's like, well, he's shaking his head just a little bit more than usual and stuff. And I look in and I'm like, I really don't see anything. Everything looks good. There's a couple little hairs, and then they're back in a week later and there's more discharge and stuff. So some of them are just more sensitive to changes than others.
So is age a factor with cancer in dogs? And also for, you know, people listening that have cats, is there...
Yes. Any patient 7 years of age and older, anything wrong with them, cancer's on the list. It may not be at the top of the list, but cancer's on the list.
And that's same for both
dogs and cats? Yep. Yep.
And is it more common in dogs than it is cats?
No, I would say it's about the same. There are, and we see it more in dogs than cats, breed variation. Certain breeds are more prone to different types of cancer.
So the theory is that if you have a mixed breed dog, they're less susceptible to like cancers and so on and so forth because their immune system is supposedly tougher. Is that true?
General, but that's not always the case. My sister's dog was a mixed breed dog, and she wasn't even 7 years old. And my sister had contact with people that had her litter mates, and my sister's dog had two other litter mates that had recently passed due to cancer. Different types. They were all different. but still.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. The lines are open at 818-818-6401. When you call in, you'll speak with Sydney at CRN, and she will put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The doctor is in today, Dr. Linda Register, and ready to take your call. So, again, I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
Michael Hambrick.
And this is Talkin' Pets, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call.
But what good does it do me? 'Cause Linda doesn't know I exist. I can't help feeling gloomy, thinking about the loving I've missed. We pass on the street, pass on the street. My heart skips a beat.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
had a pesky seagull take your food while relaxing on the beach. In Waterford, one gull is making it a persistent problem. A seagull named Cecil is making a name for himself. He's notorious for taking food right out of people's hands. He does not give up, Debbie Carson of Waterford said. As long as he puts his mind to it, he can eat anything on the beach at this point, Lewis Deverly, a lifeguard at Waterford Beach Park, said. There's a thief flying around Waterford Beach Park. He has a yellow beak, beady eyes, and the determination of someone who hasn't eaten in years. But it's obvious he hasn't missed many meals in a while. You can tell because he's the fattest around, Carson joked. We've had incidences of him landing on people's heads and taking food out of their mouths, lifeguard Madeline Parent said. His favorite food, the lifeguard says, says he likes a lot of carbs. But they say he also likes the finer things. He was once spotted chowing down on a king crab leg. The seagull completely devoured it. He looked up and it stuck out on both sides of his neck, Deverly said. Beggars can't be choosers, but Cecil does have his preferences. He's been known to spit out pickles and cucumbers. He swoops right in, takes the food right out of people's hands, takes your fingers with them, Tim Zeplik with the department joked. All jokes aside, he said some people have been bit this summer. Lifeguards said that they've been busy with Band-Aids. We did speak to animal control, and the reality is it's a wild animal. It's not causing true harm. There's not much we can do but laugh along with them, Ziplick said. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Linda Register.
You know, that's the one thing with seagulls. If you live close to a beach or you go to the beach, you cannot show them any food whatsoever.
Well, actually, Leal and I were going to a meeting early this week. In Wesley Chapel. And I mean, way far away from the beach. And there was a seagull at one of the intersections. Yeah. And he like, went in the road. I'm like, man, he better be careful getting food out of the middle of the road, man. He's going to get squished.
There was one time when my dad was here. And it was funny because my dad never, in the life that I've known my dad, I don't think he's ever worn shorts. He always had on pants. And he went to the beach with us, and my sister was alive then, too. And so we're at the beach, and my dad's walking around with, like, a dress shirt on, short sleeves at least, and pants at the beach. And I stopped him. I said, Dad, watch this. He's like, what? And I grabbed a bag of Doritos and dumped them all over my sister. It was like Tippi Hedren and the birds. And she was just covered with birds.
That was very mean.
Wow. She was so mad at me.
Typical brother move.
Big bro move, yeah. So that's awesome.
Oh, it was funny. And back then, we didn't have the phones to use to take pictures. But it was really funny.
Oh, yeah. There would have been a video, not just pictures. There would have been a video if John had one at the time.
Yep.
Hopefully my brother Marion's not listening today because...
Give him the idea.
That's a good thing for him.
It was funny. It's cruel, but it's funny. But anyway...
Let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound. If you can name this animal sound, we're going to set you up with a prize. And you could go with, we have a dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have a collapsible water bowl. We have cat treats from Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks. From Good Pets Foods, we have dog supplement treats, daily probiotic, hip and joint, and daily multivitamin. You can try those. From Silly Beads by Kayla, You can go with a dog mom bracelet, which is a keychain. And she's also got a little kid's, I think it's a boy's bracelet, for boys, a little keychain for the boy. So if you want to give him a house, you know, a house key, you can put it on that little thing. It's really cute. And she's got dog mom and cat mom ink pens. Now you can order them or you can see them at talkingpets.com if you wish. She does a lot of them for schools and so on and so forth. So, but you can win one of those. And we have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood, and it's about reptiles. And we do have a elephant bracelet, if you want to go with that. But you have to name what creature, domestic or wild, makes this sound. What creature makes that sound? So, we'll give you a hint. And, Michael, you were going to give a hint, weren't you? Because you did it better than I did.
It's the same name of a sneaker brand?
Yes. Okay. Same name of a sneaker brand. That's your hint. So, what creature makes that sound? Same name of a sneaker brand. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401 is the number to call if you know what creature makes that sound. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily named after the sneaker brand, but it has the same name as a sneaker brand. 818-818-6401. So, Dr. Linda, when we were talking about cancer and all, would you say that is there a way physically that you can tell if a dog or a cat has cancer? Is there swollen lymph nodes or anything like that?
It all depends. There's a lot of factors. It all depends on the type of cancer and where it's located. So it's not always external where you can feel it. A lot of them are internal, and it depends on what organs are being affected, on what symptoms they may show. That's also one of the reasons why it's recommended to do wellness blood work.
Yeah, that's an ask. How often should you be getting animals checked at the vet? How often should that be?
I recommend every 6 months. And it used to be like every year. Some people, you know, I can kind of live with checking them out once a year until they're about 6 or 7. But once they're 7, they definitely need to be checked every 6 months because they age so much quicker than people do.
So we're going to go to Coos Bay, Oregon, and speak with Robin. Hey, Robin, what creature is this?
Well, is it a puma? Yay! Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Linda was looking at me going, I have no clue.
The only animal name that came to mind was kangaroos. And I knew that wasn't the sound. And kangaroo sneakers have not been around for a good 40 years.
I thought it was Crocs.
Well, we have to go out to a break. But stay on the line, Robin, and speak with Sydney. She'll take your order on what you want to go with and which prize. So don't hang up. Speak with Sydney because she's got to get your address out there in Coos Bay as well. This is Talkin' Pets. 818-818-6401.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The world celebrated the fourth birthday of Bei Li, a male giant panda, on Monday, August 4th. This marked Bei Li's first birthday at the Smithsonian's National Zoo. The highlights that took place, panda keepers presented him with a very special birthday treat, a custom fruit-based ice cake made from the zoo's commissionary team. Can't make it to the zoo? Tune in to the Giant Panda Cam to catch the celebration live. Admission at the zoo is free for all visitors. Donations, though, are welcome. This milestone birthday is particularly special as Bei Li is one of the few pandas, giant pandas, currently living in North America. His presence signifies hope for the future of giant pandas and celebrates the success of their collaborative conservation efforts. Since the arrival of the first giant pandas in 1972, the Smithsonian's Panda Conservation Program has made significant contributions to the recovery of these iconic animals, leading to their removal from the endangered species list in 2016. The celebration of Bei Li and the ongoing success of the panda conservation efforts are made possible through collaborations with the Chinese Wildlife Conservation Association, dedicated donors and sponsors, and of course, everyone that goes to visit. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Seattle Kraken forward Don Hayden and the team's blue-haired troll mascot had a close call with the brown bear during a promotional video shoot in Alaska. Hayden and the mascot were on a fly fishing outing in Katmaya National Park as part of trip promoting youth hockey when the bear approached. Knee-deep in a shallow river, they wore waders and other fly fishing gear. Hayden had been fishing, but a guy quickly took the rod from him. Videos shared by the team showed the bear charging towards the mascot, splashing water, as a person on the crew could be heard saying, "Oh my God!" off camera. But the animal turned away before making contact with them as they waded back to the shore through a gentle current. No trolls or bears were hurt in the making
I always respect wildlife and their natural habitat, captioned under the video said. Grizzlies, a type of brown bear, commonly feast on salmon in the Brooks River in Katmaya National Park, gobbling them as they leap upstream over Brooks Falls to spawn. The park, nearly 300 miles southwest of Anchorage and inaccessible by road, is home to the annual Fat Bear Week contest, celebrating the bears as they fatten up for the winter. Last year, a fight between two Alaska grizzlies in Katmaya National Park led to the death of one of the animals. The NHL team said it didn't intend to involve the bear in filming, but included it in the video posted to social media. Organizers had hired guides for safety. Bears are everywhere at Brooks Falls, and Mike, this is their territory, said Kraken Partnership Marketing Director Melissa Obrokta, who also recorded the encounter from shore. They're also super used to seeing humans, so I wasn't scared. A troll might have been a different story. I want to blame it on the bear, Hayden said. I won't blame it on the bears, Hayden said on the video afterward. The run-in happened on June 25th as part of an annual trip organized by the Bristol Bay Native Corporation in Anchorage, Alaska, with events that promote youth ice hockey. Alaska does not have its own NHL team. The closest teams are in Seattle, Vancouver, and Canada. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Michael Hambrick.
So you're a big hockey player, Dr. Linda?
Nah.
No.
Definitely not play hockey. No.
So,
and actually, I'm surprised hockey is as big as it is here in Florida, because we've got
huge,
in the
though.
Area
yeah,
Lightning? Several. Well, the Lightning, yeah, but I mean like kids playing and stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot
there's
of hockey.
There's several ice hockey mm-hmm. places around here. I'm like, okay.
Did you see that? It was all over the news, too, where that guy dressed up as the mascot for Seattle was out there on the stream, and they were filming this whole thing, like a commercial and everything for Kraken and stuff, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, this bear comes out of the woods and starts
yeah,
talking.
Yeah, I know. Wow. I did not. That did not show up on my feed for some reason.
He's a Kraken mascot.
He had the whole head on and everything, and here he is running through the water away from this bear.
Awesome.
It was like...
Actually, shouldn't the Kraken be going after the bear? Yeah. When you think about it? Wuss.
It was funny, awesome. Though. It was definitely funny. But, you know, thank God the bear gave up. I mean, the bear didn't, like, continue to pursue. He's probably just wondering, what the heck is that?
Right.
Is that what an alien looks like? Hey, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. If you have a medical question, a behavior question, or if you have a holistic question, also Dr. Linda is an expert in
acupuncture
and aquapuncture as well. And I'm going to give another shot for the same prizes if somebody wants to take a win. I'm going to give you this sound. If you were paying attention, Dr. Linda thought the previous sound was this creature, but it was not. It was a puma, and Robin got it right in Coos Bay. So let's see if somebody was paying attention. That's what Linda's guess actually sounds like.
Also a shoe brand.
Is it?
It was. Mm. That's why I thought of it.
I didn't know that was a shoe brand.
Yes. Mm.
Well, you'll have to explain that after somebody wins. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call.
I do have a question.
Shoot. Quick.
What is acupuncture?
That's injecting fluid into the... It's just another form of acupuncture, okay, where you inject fluid at the acupuncture points, and the pressure gives a little more stimulation as the patient leaves, okay, until it's all absorbed by the body.
Wow.
Would there be a reason why you would use acupuncture over acupuncture?
I use both together a lot. So it's to get the treatment a little bit longer at certain points to stimulate them a bit longer. Because, I mean, the patient can only stay in the hospital for so long with needles in them.
That's got to be odd with a dog or an animal having those in them and still kind of putting up with it.
Yeah, most of them do pretty well, although some of them do kind of shake them out and stuff. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, we have a doorbell, and the timer goes off, and we have the owner ring the doorbell when it's done. And as soon as that timer or the doorbell goes off, the dogs get up and shake. So it's like, whoa, everywhere. Yeah.
So we have Clyde out in Oregon, and Clyde thinks he knows what this is. He was paying attention, maybe, to Dr. Linda's guess. So, Clyde, what do you think? What animal makes that sound?
Well, I was listening earlier and heard her talk about a kangaroo.
Congratulations. You are absolutely correct. That is a kangaroo. Wow. Other than that hint, he really was paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So, Clyde, where are you at in Oregon? Whereabouts?
Southern Oregon.
Southern Oregon. So what do you want to go with? Something that you haven't won in the last 90 days, pick something different. We have the cat treats, the dog treats, the collapsible water bowl, a CD from Gino Sasani about reptiles. It's a music CD. Silly Beads by Kayla. We have a dog mom or a cat mom ink pen. We have a keychain with dog mom. And we have a kid's keychain. I think it's a little football boy. And also we do have calendars. And Linda picked out the 2026 calendar of Cats on Catnip, am I
Cats
right?
Cats on Catnip.
So you could go with that, or we do have...
No, not the Cats on... He can't go with the Cats on Catnip. That's mine.
No, that's yours. You keep yours. He gets a different one that's sent out. And we also have a desktop cooking calendar, which I think is, if you like to cook, it's all different recipes. It's pretty cool. So what do you think?
I think I'll go with dog treats.
You got the dog treats from Good Pets Foods coming out to you. So stay on the line, Clyde, and speak with... Oh, wow, there really is a kangaroo brand. Speak with... Michael just showed me a picture of a sneaker with a kangaroo on it. I never knew.
Are they still around?
Yeah, they look great.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Clyde,
she said they haven't been around for
40
years.
I'm so 40 excited.
Are these going to be like vintage?
They are cool looking.
They are. Wow.
I don't know if there's a price and stuff on them. They're still selling them.
Wow.
Michael, you need to hold it up to the camera on Facebook so people can see it. Clyde, hold on and speak with Sydney. We'll get your address and ship you out the dog treats from Good Pets Foods.
The thing was they had a little
pocket,
which is why
thanks, Clyde.
Yeah. This is a
and
sticker.
You could put your key in.
Hey, it's not Christmas or anything. You know, come on. Get over the shoes.
I vaguely remember.
We're talking to Clyde here.
These were popular in the 80s, though, right?
Yes.
I remember.
Well, Clyde said they've been out for 40 years.
Yes.
So he was right. That would be the 80s.
Oh.
Clyde knows all. He does. Smart man. But, so Clyde did win, and he's in Southern Oregon, so he is getting the dog treats because he guessed kangaroo, and apparently Dr. Linda was right. There are sneakers out there with kangaroos on them, and I do have to admit
that. Why did you doubt me?
I don't know. Maybe because you're sewing a hand puppet right now or something?
It's not a hand puppet. It is a kick toy that my cats destroyed, and it's their favorite, and they don't make them anymore.
That's a big toy.
It's a big toy.
Yeah. Well, this is also a kangaroo, and it had a little Joey in it.
Oh, did she eat the
Joey? And the Joey's at the house somewhere.
Oh. Hopefully not in the belly.
No.
That's the one thing I don't like about cat treats or dog treats that are easy to destroy and everything, because then there's a good chance that dog or cat's going to swallow something.
No, mine just destroys them and hides them underneath the furniture.
Funny how they know. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back for more of Talkin' Pets. 818-818-6401. That's the number. If you've got a question, give us a call.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Sonoma County Vintners Association encourages you to open your favorite bottle of wine and share it with family and friends. Why not try more talking than texting, more social engagement and less social media? And let's spend time with real friends and not computer-generated ones. Wine is family, friends, and connections. Wine is us. Cheers to us. Brought to you by Sonoma County Vintners. Enjoy responsibly.
Human parvovirus B19 cases in the United States are increasing, especially among children, according to a new advisory from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. Parvovirus B19 is a highly contagious respiratory virus, also known as fifth disease. While many people have mild or no symptoms, certain high-risk groups can become seriously ill. The U.S. does not have routine surveillance for parvovirus B19, but commercial laboratory data indicate the proportion of people with antibodies increased from less than 3% in 2022 to 24 to 10% in June of 2024, according to the CDC advisory. Now, children ages 5 through 9 years with antibodies increased from 15% to 40% during that time. The rate of parvovirus B19 is pooled samples from plasma donors increased from 1.5% in December 2023 to 19.9% in June 2024. In addition, the CDC has been receiving reports from clinicians of increasing infections among pregnant people. Earlier this year, public health officials in 14 European countries also observed unusually high case counts. Typically, the first phase of illness lasts about 5 days and consists of fever and malaise. People who are infected are most contagious during this time, according to the CDC. In the second phase of illness, children may present with the characteristic facial rash known as slapped cheek rash, which may be followed by body rash or joint pain. In immune-competent adults, the most common symptoms in the second phase include a reticular rash on the trunk and joint pain. Now, by age 20, about half of adults have detectable antibodies that are thought to protect them against reinfection. People without this immunity who are pregnant, immune-compromised, or have chronic hemolytic disorders can experience more serious health consequences, and pregnant people can transmit the infection to their fetus. There are no vaccines or specific treatments for parvovirus B19. The CDC made the following recommendations for doctors. Have increased suspicion for parvovirus B19 among people with comparable symptoms. Provide preventative counseling and have a low threshold to test people who present with signs and symptoms if they are at a higher risk of severe disease, including pregnant people, people with severely compromised immune systems, people who are receiving chemotherapy, and people with chronic hemolytic blood disorders. Inform people with suspected or confirmed parvovirus B19 or their caregivers about the need for exposed high-risk contacts to consult their health care provider. Now, follow standard of care for testing pregnant people who have been exposed or have symptoms of maternal or fetal parvovirus B19 disease. Promote CDC recommendations to prevent respiratory illness. Follow recommended infective control precautions for people with parvovirus B19 in healthcare settings. The public should learn about parvovirus symptoms and risk factors for severe disease. Those at higher risk of severe disease should seek medical care if they have been exposed or have symptoms. Everyone should follow general respiratory precautions, which may include wearing a mask for people at higher risk or severe disease. Reporting, I'm John Patch.
Like it's gonna die. Poison on the inside. I can be your antidote tonight.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
Michael Hambrick.
Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. I want to welcome on, once again, KMED 105.9, 106.3, and 106.7 in Medford, Oregon. Bill Meyer and the gang there. Welcome on to Talkin' Pets. We appreciate you joining the family here. Dr. Linda, now we've talked about parvovirus, of course, in dogs. I've never heard of parvovirus B19 affecting people, but apparently it has increased over the years.
Yep. There was, I guess you could say, an outbreak when Lila was in preschool. A couple of the kids had it. I don't think she got it. She never seemed to get sick from it. But it is a different strain of parvovirus. So parvovirus is like a classification, but it's not the same that of what dogs and cats get.
So they don't get it. You can't get it from your dog?
Nope.
Okay.
No, it's like the coronavirus,
right.
the COVID-19.
Kind of viral, kind of.
It's a coronavirus, which is just based on the classification. It looks like it has a crown, but the COVID-19 is different than coronaviruses that dogs and cats typically get, although there were, you know, a few cats that got it.
So a question on parvovirus in dogs. If a dog is diagnosed with having parvovirus, is that the end for them, or is there something they can do?
It can be treated. Supportive care. There is a new treatment available, which I believe is like a monoclonal antibody. It's not something my practice carries because we don't hospitalize patients for parvo, but some of the referral and emergency hospitals may have it. It's an IV injection that can help fight off the virus quicker. Dogs, even cats, it is generally patients that have not been fully vaccinated that get it. In cats, it's usually more deadlier than dogs because cats are smaller. And
is it
so
the same
harder.
Kind of parvo?
It's a parvo, but not the same thing. It's what causes feline distemper in cats.
Okay.
It's a parvovirus.
But that's something that your veterinarian will check when you bring your pets in for their checkup?
Only if they're symptomatic, but that's part of the core vaccines that we recommend vaccinating for because it can be very serious.
Okay.
And if not treated, you know, or a cat, they can die.
How often do they have to be vaccinated for parvo?
That depends on the protocol. Puppies and kittens need to be vaccinated every 3 to 4 weeks from the time they're about 6 to 8 weeks old until they are 16 weeks old. And then boosted at 1 year. I use a 3-year vaccine protocol. So after that, it's every 3 years, or we do titers checking for antibodies.
Well, once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
Michael Hambrick.
Spay and neuter your pets, help control that pet population, and please adopt a dog or an animal from your local shelter or rescue. Bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.